everyone, and welcome to LID Radio Podcast. Now today on the Inside Knowledge series, we're covering how collective entrepreneurial thinking prepares your business for our new economy. So tweaking your 2020 plan won't cut it. We need to match the scale of disruption by thinking again. Louise Nicholson, author of The Entrepreneurial Myth, gives her inside knowledge about entrepreneurship in the middle of a pandemic and how we must design for distancing in our new shut-in economy. So over to Louise.
Thanks, Francesca. It's so important to talk about this topic. In my book, I talk about the brutal moments experienced by entrepreneurs, the moments when all you've built and all you've assumed seems to be in jeopardy, and the public good of your business rests pretty heavily on your shoulders. The founders I interviewed for The Entrepreneurial Myth reported private moments of fear, of doubt and loneliness, moments at their kitchen table or sat on the steps in their garden, in their car, tucked away really, away from sight. In many ways, this pandemic is a shared brutal moment, a moment of collective trauma. We're impacted differently depending on our livelihoods, our lifestyle, our businesses, our wealth and health, but we still share a global grief. We can sense the pain behind those mortality stats on our TV each night. Our businesses are undermined by the same market volatility. We've all lost those sort of breezy, carefree human connections. Now we can't meet in person. I'm going to share the things I've learned in my research. I'm going to recommend you make time and take time. Recommend you pause to ask the big questions. Recommend you reach out to reshape a new collective entrepreneurship for the health and wealth of us all. I think these things will make the chapter ahead a bit more bearable, a bit more profitable. First things first. To make time, we must focus on cash, cash, cash. Perhaps that's too obvious a place to start. I don't know. But it's essential to start with a blank piece of paper, to work from your bottom line up, accept the government support where it's possible, return to budgetary basics. Once you've bought as much time as you can, take time, use it wisely. It's so important we pause and take a deep, deep breath. Important to stop that competitive self-help chatter. Stop the clock for a minute. It's tempting to rush to the solution, isn't it? To jump to untested strategies or invent new COVID-19 projects or use our time productively all the time. But as we rush to shut down those feelings of vulnerability and uncertainty, we also shut down possibilities and opportunities. Entrepreneurship is ultimately the ability to handle uncertainty. If you think of entrepreneurship as a system, every aspect of the system is moving. The market, access to money, your competitors' businesses, your customers' needs, the team dynamics, your vision, your ability to meet it. At the moment, every element is in flux and profoundly uncertain. Sometimes in times like these, it's important to sit still for a moment and feel the feelings, feel the loss, feel the vulnerability, to let the shock of this strange new world roll over us. We must prioritise our health and our families. We must let things settle, adjust our breath, let our brains stretch a bit. I recommend you schedule this adjustment in your diary. Take a week or two, whatever you need, before plotting and pivoting. While our reality is twisting away from what we expected, what we planned for and budgeted for, we've got to think clearly. We mustn't spin this virus with entrepreneurial bravado. We can't hustle our way out of this. Measured reflection, the contemplative approach to business, will refine the decisions you're going to have to make. Just you and a piece of paper, seeking clarity as you prepare to save the day. So buy time by managing your cash position where you can. And then take time to absorb, feel and reflect. Then start asking the big questions. Small adjustments to your 2020 plan won't cut it. You can't just tweak your forecasts. Match the scale of disruption by starting over, thinking again. Entrepreneurs are known for our courage, so we have to have the courage to ask the big questions. Consider, where are you? Even who are you in your business? Consider your motivation and purpose. What are you doing this for? Who are you doing this for? Ask your customers, an old boss of mine used to call this the Spice Girl question. Ask your customers what they really, really want. This is the time to check your motivation, check external expectations, check what you do and how you do it, understand your assets and your resources. Now start designing for distancing, not despite distancing. Assume the current restrictions will last. We've got to stop seeing distancing as a sort of mitigation and start seeing it as the point. What new product or service or channel or price or even customer do you need in this sort of new lockdown, shut-in economy? No one really knows whether this radical disruption to our world is a momentary interruption or whether the world has changed for good. But either way, your business can change for your good. It's impossible to answer these questions in a vacuum. We must reach out. The term herd immunity peppers the news at the moment. It reminds us of our basic nature. We must belong to groups. Groups grant us recognition, comfort, safety, status. Science proves that after food, we choose connection over almost any other variable. I think there's a deep irony that while numerous entrepreneurial businesses successfully harness the power of community in their products and services, so if you think about Uber or Airbnb or eBay, those same powerful processes aren't applied to entrepreneurship itself. Imagine if we use these strange days to change that. Imagine if the solo entrepreneurial hero was banished once and for all. The principles of collaborative culture are the three C's: cooperatives, collectives, and communality. These principles fuel the phenomenal success of so many businesses and could be easily applied to entrepreneurial talent. The three C's might shore up business models under the immense pressure from the global recession to come. At first, you might think there's a sort of queasy clash with our usual free market economic principles. Perhaps these new collective structures might threaten our hard-won freedoms of individuality or autonomy. I don't think so. Entrepreneurship has always been a collective exercise. The entrepreneurial myth spins the lie that entrepreneurship is for lone wolves, heroically, magically defeating markets, pulling success from their guts. In reality, business is a group grind, isn't it? Demanding the range of talents and characters. Real business needs partners, curators, and operators. And there's much more at stake now. Collective intelligence and teamwork trumps individualism every time, I think. Real business wisdom lies in the community of talents around you right now. Ironically, as we retreat inside and online, our customer pool just got larger. Our talent pool got larger. The world opens up. It's time to get in touch, I think. I'd like to close by encouraging you to take heart. All entrepreneurs share the creation of opportunity. Opportunity sparks hope, and we chase hope wherever it leads. There isn't a secret formula. There isn't a magic source. You have all you need. You have the time to adjust, to ask the big questions and work this out. Most importantly, you have a community of talents waiting for your call. We really are all in this together.
Thank you so much to Louise again. We really are all in this together. Do keep an eye on our social media at Lid Publishing, where we'll be bringing you the inside knowledge of our authors and experts over the coming weeks. But for now, everyone, take care.